Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The Indiana Attorney General's office is asking a Marion County court to dismiss a lawsuit against the state regarding the stage collapse at the state fair. According to Brian Corbin, a spokesperson for Attorney General's office, the class action lawsuit filed from Cohen and Mollett on behalf of the state fair victims should be dismissed. He says the law firm did not follow legal procedures in filing the suit.
They filed a tort claim, but on the same day, they also filed a lawsuit in court. Under Indiana law, you can't file the plaintiff cannot file the lawsuit until after the state has had 90 days to review the claim and decide whether to approve or deny the claim.
Under current law, the state of Indiana cannot be held liable for more than $5 million per incident in the lawsuit. Someone in Marion County has contracted the West Nile virus, the first case this year. Since 2002, Marion County has experienced 5 West Nile virus deaths. More than 50 people have become sick with the virus. Last week, a woman in northern Indiana died from the virus. Mark Emmert, president of the Indianapolis-based NCAA, on the Morning Edition today, talks about the recent scandal in college athletics that are under investigation. He says integrity needs to start at the top.
The key here is to focus on the adults. The fact is that coaches and administrators and people who are responsible for programs are the ones that really need to be held accountable here. And we have done that in the past on occasion, but perhaps not as sufficiently as we need to.
Emmert says he's not sure how widespread that problem is. Right now, cloudy skies and 83 degrees for WFYI News.